At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
England are not hated enemies of German football fans. The Italians, the Dutch, those are the nations that Germans would find impossible to support.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. On the way, the IRFU set forward their stance on the proposed 20-minute red card. Mac Hansen emerges as a doubt for Ireland's autumn campaign. And could Eddie Jordan be London Irish's saviour? Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, the IRFU has joined their French counterparts in voicing opposition to the blanket introduction of the 20-minute red card. The rule has already been trialled during this year's Rugby Championship and World Under 20 Championships. It'll also be in use during the upcoming Autumn Internationals. However, referees will still maintain the right to issue a straight red card. In a statement today, the IRFU said,
"The IRFU does not support the permanent adoption of a 20-minute red card. Player welfare and safety are paramount to the core values of the game, and the option of a permanent red card for deliberate and intentional acts of foul play supports those values and protects the integrity of the game. The IRFU welcomes the variation to World Rugby's closed law trial, which will be adopted in the upcoming Autumn Nations series, whereby match officials will retain the ability to award a permanent red card for acts of foul play, which are deemed deliberate and dangerous. Match officials will also have the options of a 20-minute red card for technical acts of foul play, deemed not to be deliberate or intentional. In these circumstances, the player will be removed from the field of play with the offending team, able to replace that player after 20 minutes with one of their available replacements, which was also trialled in this year's Rugby Championship."
One man who straddles both the French and Irish takes on this issue is La Rochelle head coach Ronan O'Gara. He gave his opinion on the 20-minute red card on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast.
"My thoughts would be strong. A 20-minute red card is nonsense. I don't see where it fits in the game, and with, I suppose, we're always trying to learn how you make the game better. A red card is a serious act of foul play. If it's a serious act of foul play, there's no place in the game for 20 minutes. It's quite simple, you know. If it warrants a red card, and the criteria and process around awarding a red card is quite strict, but nowadays, you know, strict isn't the right word to use, because there's a difference of opinions on nearly every single rule in the game of rugby, and a different perception, and, you know what I mean, in terms of headshots and height and intent, and none of that, you know, is the secondary argument. But a 20-minute red card, I think it opens the door, especially for player safety. We could be re-entering dangerous territory again."
You can hear much more from Ronan O'Gara and Alan Quinlan on the issue by becoming an Off the Ball member now. In case you missed it last night, Ireland's women have been drawn to face the Black Ferns once again, this time at next year's Women's World Cup. Scott Beaman's side were drawn in Pool C, along with the defending world champions, Japan and Spain. Ireland, of course, beat New Zealand in their first game of WXV1 at the end of last month in Vancouver. The match schedule for the World Cup will be revealed on Monday. Should Ireland get out of their pool, then their potential quarter-final opponents will be one of France, South Africa, Italy and Brazil, who are all drawn in Pool D. In Pool A, it'll be the hosts England, along with Australia, Samoa and the United States. And Pool B is made up of Canada, Fiji, Scotland and Wales. Connacht winger Mac Hansen has emerged as a doubt for Ireland's upcoming Autumn Internationals. He's been ruled out of Connacht's URC fixture with Leinster tomorrow with what the province describe as a minor hip injury. He's been replaced by David Hawkshaw, resulting in a reshuffle at the back. Connacht's only other change comes in the second row, where the suspended Josh Murphy has been replaced by Darren Murray, returning from his emerging Ireland exploits. Murphy has received a 4-week ban following his red card in Connacht's defeat in Belfast last week. However, such is the timing that the Dundalk will only miss two URC fixtures. Tomorrow night's visit of Leinster to the Dexcom and the following week's meeting with the Dragons. Murphy can't play any part in the Connacht A games lined up with Leinster and Ulster during the November window. That red came after an earlier yellow, and Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins had very few complaints about the official's decision.
The yellow, it's referee's interpretation around more defence. Yeah, I mean, I don't think the red was related to the yellow. I think that was going to be a red regardless. So the yellow, it's referee's interpretation around more defence. And I think in that case, it's probably the victim of how our more was under pressure prior to that. The red was looked nasty enough on the replay. I can understand the decision-making from the match officials around it. I think Josh was anticipating being part of a tackle that actually never came his way, more so than he was going out looking to intentionally make that kind of contact with someone. So certainly it doesn't help us when you level scores and you're trying to win a game in the last 10 minutes. That said, we had some chances. And as I think I said immediately after the game, with the way our previous two results had gone against Sharks and Scarlets, even down to 14 men, I fully believe that we had a really good chance of getting over the line, but we weren't good enough to take it, and credit to Ulster for that.
For Leinster, Rabah Slimani will make his first start in tomorrow's game in Galway, replacing Tadhg Furlong in one of seven changes to the team that saw off Munster last week. In an all-new front row, Jack Boyle and Gus McCarthy come in for Andrew Porter and the injured Lee Barron. It's all change in the back row too, with Jack Conan, Josh van der Fleer and Caelan Dorris all given a watching brief only this week. The only alteration among the backs sees Andrew Osborne replace James Lowe on the wing. There'll be debuts off the bench for Leinster for emerging Ireland stars Stephen Smith and Hugh Cooney. James Culhane starts for Leinster tomorrow and said the tour of South Africa was hugely beneficial.
Yeah, I think especially I had a good relationship with Paul O'Connell. He has an answer for everything, in fairness to him. He's just a great man to learn from in general. I think he helped me a lot with my breakdown, my ball carry, just giving me tips there, and just like on my game as a whole, just giving me advice on kind of how to break into teams, especially in such a competitive environment in Leinster as well.
So let's run you through those teams for that meeting at the Dexcom. Connacht will have Piers O'Connor moving to full-back. Shane Bolton starts on the right wing. Santiago Cordero switches from full-back to the left wing. In the centre then, it's David Hawkshaw alongside Bundi Aki. Josh Ione continues at out-half. Ben Murphy at scrum-half. It's a front row of Dennis Buckley, Dave Heffernan and Finlay Beelum. Joe Joyce is partnered this week by Darren Murray in the second row. At blindside flanker, it's Cian Prendergast. Sean O'Brien's on the open and Paul Boyle is at number 8. On the bench are Dylan Tierney-Martin, Peter Dooley, Jack Ainger, Niall Murray, Sean Jansen, Quaylen Blade, Cathal Ford, and the potentially debuting Hugh Gavin. For Leinster, Hugo Keenan continues at full-back. On the wings for them are Liam Turner and Andrew Osborne. Jamie Osborne is partnering Gary Ringrose in the centre. Kieran Frawley keeps hold of the number 10 jersey. Jameson Gibson-Park again starting at scrum half. It's that all-new front row then of Jack Boyle, Gus McCarthy and Rabah Slimani. Orji Snyman and James Ryan continue their second row partnership. This week, Max Deegan starts at blindside flanker. Will Connors is named on open side flanker duty and James Culhane is at number 8. On the bench for Leinster, Stephen Smith, Andrew Porter, Thomas Clarkson, Brian Deeney and Scott Penny, Fintan Gunn, Ross Byrne and Hugh Cooney will cover the backs.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Now to Munster, who make five changes for tomorrow's date with the DHL Stormers in Cape Town. John Ryan, Tom Ahern and Alex Kendallan join a refreshed pack, while Shane Daly and Conor Murray return among the backs. Fit again Billy Burns is included on the Munster bench following a shoulder injury. After conceding three early tries and eventually succumbing to Leinster at Croke Park last week, Munster attack coach Mike Prendergast has been asked if there will be a reaction from them tomorrow.
A reaction? I'm not sure. I think there was a frustration more so than anything. As I said, I think we did an awful lot well, albeit the start of the game. And it's something we spoke about. We just cannot give teams that start. But I think you look at 60 minutes after that, I think there was some really good stuff, both sides of the ball. So a reaction is probably from a frustration, if I'm honest. And I go back to the opportunities that we created a couple of metres from the line. So for me, the reaction can be about just being a bit more, having that killer instinct, and also just that calmness and trusting people at times that are outside you. And that's, for me, that's where we came up short. The start of that, those 20 minutes, wasn't helped probably either, having 14 players in the pitch. But in saying that, I still felt we had enough of opportunities to bring it to a close game. I'm not saying we would have won it or lost it, but I think we could have brought it to a closer game. And that's probably the frustrating part.
So that Munster team to face the DHL Stormers has Mike Haley continuing at full back, Calvin Nash and Shane Daly this week man the wings, Tom Farrell and Alex Nankivell continue their centre partnership, Jack Crowley continues at number 8 this week partnered in the halfbacks by Connor Murray. It's a front row of Jeremy Lockman, Niall Scanlon and John Ryan. John Klein and Tyke Byrne are the strong second row partnership. Tom Ahern starts at blindside, Alex Kendlin on the open and Jack O'Donoghue switches to number 8. On the bench for Munster tomorrow will be Owen Clark, Kieran Ryan, Stephen Archer, Finian Witcherly, Ruan Quinn, Ethan Coughlin, Billy Burns and Sean O'Brien. Tomorrow is the Stormers' first home game of the season and John Dobson has gone with Warwick Gallant at full back. On the wings are Suleiman Hatzenberg and Leolin Zass. In the centre, it's Ruhan Nell and Dan Duplessis who captains the team. Damian Willemse starts at out half. Paul Devet is the scrum half for the Stormers tomorrow. It's front row Steve Sitole, Joseph Dweba and Neithling Fouché. Behind them are Adrie Smith and JD Schickerling. Marcel Thenhuysen starts at blindside flanker. Ben Jason Dixon is on the open and Kiki Morabe is named at number 8. Now you may recall around 2 weeks ago brought you the news that London Irish looks set to be resurrected. German investor Daniel Thomas Lowitz claimed he had the funds in place to take the club out of administration and as such had applied to play in next season's English Championship. The Exiles entered administration in June of last year with debts of more than £30 million. But a familiar face to Irish sports could yet rival Lowitz for London Irish ownership. Former Formula One boss Eddie Jordan is part of a consortium that's looking to add the Exiles to a portfolio of rugby clubs around the world. Alongside ex-South Africa number 8 Bobby Skinstad and former New Zealand flight half Andrew Mertens, Jordan's group are close to taking a majority stake in sleeping French giants Béziers. With the backing of Northern Ireland-based Strangford Capital, for whom Jordan is an investor and advisor, the Times report today that the group has also been in talks with administrators Resolve about buying London Irish, rivalling Lowitz's Hockelani group. However, there's also a third interested party, would you believe, fronted by Chip Sloan, who failed in a bid to secure the Exiles' future 18 months ago. Finally, former Ireland international Sene Niopu has landed a plum job back in New Zealand. She's been appointed the new chief executive of North Otago Rugby Football Union. In the process, Niopu becomes the first Pacifica female CEO of a provincial union in the country. Niopu says she's honoured to be appointed CEO of her home provincial union. She says this role holds deep personal significance as she returns to where her rugby journey began after 15 years abroad. That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with injury news galore, I'm sure, on Monday. Till then, thanks for listening.